Hey guys, welcome back. This is Nerd at Work. I'm your host, Shotgun Messiah. How are you all doing? I am nerding out on some fun stuff and I thought I would share it with you. First of all, I want to talk about, I think I've mentioned before, I'm really enjoying this Ms. Marvel on Disney Plus. For me, I'm not a huge Marvel fan. I enjoy Marvel. Like, I've seen all the movies. I think the only movie I have not seen in the Marvel lineup is the second Thor movie. The only reason I didn't see it is because I never got to it in the theater. And by the time it kind of came out on DVD, I never really watched it. But I did go back and watch Ragnarok. So I'm looking forward to seeing the new Love and Thunder one. It looks pretty good. Again, like I said, I'm not a huge Marvel fan. I have friends of mine that know every stinking secret and Easter egg in all these movies. I do not know those. I'm sorry. I'm that way with Star Wars. Anything Star Wars, I could talk about and tell you about. Marvel, I get a little lost. So with that said, I've been enjoying, you know, I enjoyed Moon Knight. I liked it a lot. You know, it's got the Star Wars Marvel crossover with Poe Dameron, Oscar Isaac. Anyway, I've liked that show. I thought it was really fun. I enjoyed it. Ms. Marvel, I wasn't too sure about it. You know what captured me was she was young. She was on a light post sitting up there with bubble gum, got a bubble in her mouth. And it just kind of, I wondered, like, what's this about, you know? And I must admit, it's a little geared towards younger audience, but not so much. I enjoyed it. I'm older, but I could see what they're trying to do. They're trying to hook in younger people. It's a teenage kind of a cast. You know, the main cast is teenage, you know, young adult. I like it. It's got, you know, Indian ethnicity in it, you know, Pakistan, that kind of thing. It's kind of interesting to see a new superhero with a new fresh flavor to it. I like it. I there's a lot in the show. You know, at the very beginning, you know, they'll show like a minute or two clip, and then it'll go into, you know, the title screen, Marvel Studios, that stuff. And then we'll show a bunch of flashes of different languages of Ms. Marvel. And there's a guy on YouTube. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to remember what he's on. It's like Screen Rant or something. And he'll break down everything that you see in there. And he talks about the background of each one of these words that say Ms. Marvel and the background. You know, it shows roses, and the roses have to do with the Pakistani, you know, creating roses and stuff. I don't know what I'm saying. It's just a bunch of stuff. But I like watching those 10 things you might have missed on YouTube, or the things you might not know about, you know, that kind of stuff. And it really helps me out with these behind the scenes. And I've been really enjoying those. But back to Ms. Marvel. I've been enjoying Ms. Marvel. I think it's a lot of fun. Each episode, she's getting a piece of her costume. We haven't seen her in her costume yet that they show on the poster. I would say, like, the first episode, she gets a pair of red, Converse, and she gets those. And then she gets a scarf from this character, and she gets a mask from this person. So it's kind of like it's building her costume within her family, and friends are giving her a piece of her costume, and she builds this costume out of the love and support of her family and friends, is kind of how I'm picking up on this. But anyway, if you watch it, let me know what you think. So let me nerd out about a bit here. Ms. Marvel. Okay, Ms. Marvel is a huge fan of the Avengers, which she's a huge fan of Captain Marvel. Okay, so in her room, she has paintings and posters and figures of Captain Marvel. You know, she looks up to her. She's a Avenger and a female Avenger, which she could connect with, and that's really cool. So I'm watching this show. I got about, you know, 3 or 4 episodes deep, and then I went to GameStop, and they had this pro sale for pro members, you know, deals and stuff. So I went in, and somebody had mentioned, hey, the Marvel game is kind of fun. So I'm a pro member at GameStop. So I said, hey, how much is the Marvel Avengers game? I play Xbox. If you guys play Xbox and want to play Xbox, send me an invite. Shotgun Messiah. You can find me on there. Look for my logo, the purple S&M. But anyway, side note there. Going back, they said, that game is only $8 with your pro member. And I thought, holy smokes, $8 for a game that even if I don't like it, I could bring it back. So I grabbed it. Now, this game has been out for a while. A lot of people didn't quite like it. I stuck it in, and lo and behold, you play Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan, which I thought, hey, this is pretty cool. I get to know a little bit about her. Now, granted, the show takes a different approach on her abilities and where she gets her power and that kind of stuff. But the game kind of goes a different route. If you haven't played the game, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but I would get it. It's cheap. The campaign's fun. It's kind of mission-driven, has a little bit of freedom to roam around. But you play like an older Kamala Khan, which is Miss Marvel, that's her name. She's probably 19, kind of a college age. I like that character a little bit better than the Disney Plus one. Just the age gap is a little better for me. But in the game, she's wearing blue jeans, a black shirt with a yellow lightning bolt on it, and she's running around. I thought, that's kind of a cool shirt. So I Googled Amazon. And lo and behold, they have a Miss Marvel black t-shirt with a yellow lightning bolt. And I thought, oh, cool, I'll get it because I'm a nerd. And I'm starting to like Miss Marvel. Let me grab this shirt. Amazon says it will deliver in 2 days. I'm waiting for it. I think it's coming today. So I'm all excited. Yay, I get a little Miss Marvel shirt. You know, nobody's probably going to know what it is. So in my travels, I go to Target, Best Buy, GameStop, all these things. I've seen this action figure before, but I never really paid attention to it. It's a 3.75 size, you know, the old school Star Wars action figures. And it says Carol Danvers. Well, I've seen this action figure, never made connection in my head. This action figure is Captain Marvel, but she's wearing the outfit of the comic book Captain Marvel, Miss Carol Danvers, which is black with a yellow lightning bolt, and she has a mask on her face. Then it started connecting in my head. Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel, worships Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, and she likes her, so she wears a shirt of Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers outfit, the black shirt with the yellow lightning bolt. So basically, I bought a shirt of Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers. This is a long rant. Stay with me here. So I thought, well, that's cool. I'll wear it. Not too many people will probably know what it is. They might connect it with Miss Marvel, but it's actually Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers outfit. So here I am, a big nerd. I'm going to wear this shirt. Support Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, whoever the heck I'm representing. So I bought the action figure as well. It was only $5. I think it was at Best Buy. They had one hanging there. I thought, holy crap, that's Captain Marvel as Carol Danvers wearing the black outfit with the yellow lightning bolt that the person I like, Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan, is wearing in the Marvel Avengers game. So needless to say, with all that said, I'm a huge nerd. I bought myself a shirt thinking it was Miss Marvel, but it's Captain Marvel. But my hero I like, Miss Marvel, is supporting that shirt by supporting Captain Marvel. and I'm just a huge nerd. So I bought me a shirt and an action figure. So now here I am. And I finished episode 5 of Miss Marvel on Disney Plus, which there's only one more episode and she has not even put on her outfit yet. I'm sure it's going to be at the very end where all her things she's gotten from everybody comes together and makes her outfit that we see in the poster of her sitting on the lamppost. Now, in September, the Marvel Legends action figure, you know, the big ones that come in the bigger box are probably 7 inches, 6 inches. They run about 20, 25 bucks. Is releasing a Miss Marvel based off the Disney Plus series. And I really, really would like to get that. I tried pre-ordering it, but GameStop doesn't have a pre-order. I might be able to pre-order it online, but part of my fun is trying to hunt it down and getting it and finding it. That's always fun for me. Reminds me of when I was a kid hunting down Star Wars figures. Also, I'm trying to back up and trying to read Miss Marvel comics, but they get expensive as you go backwards. There is a graphic novel out that puts them all into one graphic novel, and you could read them there. And of course, the cover of that graphic novel has Miss Marvel wearing a black t-shirt with a yellow lightning bolt on it. And it's a Miss Marvel comic. So I might grab that one as well, just so I can read them all and figure out the backstory of all this. Now, I need to say that the comics and the game kind of treat her like a Fantastic Four, Plastic Man type of character, where her arms stretch out like rubber and grab things. And in Miss Marvel, the Disney show, she actually is kind of like, it's almost like ice. It's like a glowing crystal around her hands, and she could manipulate and make a big fist and make these little, I don't know, toadstools that you could jump on and stuff. It's the Disney Plus version of Miss Marvel is way different than the comics and the video game. They're two separate, and I like them both for different things. Disney Plus also has, I just lost my train of thought. Holy crap. I don't want to give it away if you haven't seen it. They do something with her necklace, and that's kind of how she gets her lightning bolt, and it all coming together that way on the Disney Plus. Hurry up and watch it. There's 5 episodes out. 6th one drops next week. Anyway, needless to say, and in a nutshell, I'm a huge flipping nerd, and I hope you guys are all with me on this. I've been enjoying the Marvel Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel storyline connection and all that. I've been really having fun watching the Disney Plus series, playing the Marvel Avengers game, and getting into the Miss Marvel comics and toys and shirts. So if you guys like all that, that's what I think about it. I enjoy it. I've been having fun. And I'm trying to get out this weekend to see Love and Thunder, Thor movie. Which, again, I'm not a huge, huge fan of Marvel. But I enjoy the movies. And it looks like a lot of fun. So with that said, I hope you guys are doing great. And nerd out.